The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip: what is carb cycling? This may be another one of those terms you have heard. Maybe you have friends who tell you, hey, I'm carb cycling. You're going, what the heck is that? And real simply, it is yet another example of a term that is making something that's really simple sound complex. And it's not. And let me just back up a little bit. When I first started doing endurance races, running marathons, doing triathlons, especially the longer distance, Ironman distance, even half Ironman distance, they used to talk about carbing up. You've probably heard of that more than you've heard carb cycling. So carbo loading is something that people still do for endurance races because carbohydrates are our body's preferred energy source, and you're trying to fill up the tank. You're trying to fill up the tank as much as you can, and that is going to help performance in endurance races. But years ago, they used to depleat your carbs. So what you would do was a couple days out from the race, there were different techniques, but generally within a week, and it was generally a few days out from the race, you would deplete your carbs. So you would cycle your carb intake. You would actually just cut out as many as you could, and you would train really hard. And it was brutal, and it was miserable because your body's preferred energy source are carbohydrates. You basically are training on no fuel. And the theory was that you could supercompensate. So in other words, you would deplete your carbs for a couple days pre-race. Then when you carbo-loaded, you would actually be able to store more carbohydrate than if you had not depleted your carbs and tormented yourself for several days. What they found was, over time, didn't really work. So in other words, you did not have to torture yourself. You could actually load just as well without torturing yourself with those low to no carb days and trying to exercise through it. So that was great news. You just had to take in more carbohydrate. So that was a form of carb cycling, but then of course, you know, it has to be made to sound even cooler for dieting and body composition and stuff like that. So what is carb cycling? Well, carb cycling is just what I described. It involves basically having high carb days, low carb days, and some people, not me, do no carb days. And I would also argue that many of the people who tell you they're on no carb days, they really don't know what carbs are. And if you try to go no carb, you will know it because it is miserable. I did it back when I bodybuilt really, really hard. So it's a dietary approach, right? It's alternating your intake of carbs either on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, whatever you're looking at. And yes, it's used by generally bodybuilders, people like that who are trying to reduce fat, gain muscle. And then it's also something utilized by endurance athletes. And it's, yes, you're hearing it now more and more because they're trying to sell products, trying to sell books. And I did a show on weight, water, and weighing yourself because carbohydrates attract water. So it's phenomenal for weight loss because, and just weight loss on the scale, because carbohydrates attract water molecules. When you reduce your carbohydrates, you reduce your water in your body, and you're going to see that on the scale. It's not fat loss, it's water loss, okay? So a carb cycling strategy might be, there's many different ways to do it. You might have two high carb days, two moderate carb days, and three low carb days. Are you getting the gist here, though? It's too complicated, people. I don't count my carbs. I don't count my macros. The goal of your eating program is to make it as easy as possible. To sell diet books and to make people sound smart, they make the most basic stuff when it comes to eating and exercise more complicated. It's one of those fancy terms that sells products and books and creates, quote unquote, nutrition experts, gurus. Okay? Here's the takeaway. On days you are going to be more active, you need more fuel. You're going to eat some more, right? On the days you're exercising more, you need to take in more. On the days you're exercising less, moving less, you need less fuel. And if you want to lose weight, you need to reduce your calories. And part of those will be carbohydrate and fat, most likely. So carb cycling is fuel, people. And this is something that people like me and those of you who are figuring it out slowly just do subconsciously. I don't cycle my car. I don't tomorrow I'm going to take in less. No. But if I'm going on a long trip and I'm not going to be active and I'm sitting on a plane for 14 hours or sitting in a car for a long time, I don't need as many calories. So I'm probably going to take in a little less. But if I'm going out for a 2-3 hour fun bike ride with the family or by myself, whatever, I'm going to be more active. I'm going to eat a bigger breakfast. That's carb cycling, people. Taking in more fuel when you need more fuel. And on days that you're not going to be doing as much, you take in less. And this is something that when you start to figure out the foods that work for you, you will do subconsciously. You will just know. You will feel it in your body. Your body will tell you what it needs, but it won't be something you are constantly aware of, because that is what we want to get away from, as far as I'm concerned. We want to eat and enjoy it and not be connected to the numbers. When we start, I get it. You got to weigh yourself. You got to measure. But the goal is to get away from that. So cycling your carbs is fuel. And if you want to do it, be my guest. But again, know that the days you don't take in a lot of carbs, you're going to see it on the scale because it's water weight lost. You're going to feel it in your body because you're not going to have the energy you need. You're going to feel it in your brain because your brain runs on that glucose from carbs. And sure, you can train your body not to do that. My philosophy is, why would you want to? Your choice. So carb cycling is basically taking in more carbs, taking in less carbs for diet, for endurance races, or to lose weight. But it's a complicated term that is really, really simple. Okay? And finally, again, you need to figure out what works for you. The foods that you like that are healthy. There are so many out there. And the days where you need more energy, you take in a little bit more. All right, there you go. Carb cycling. Sounds really cool, right? Sounds like I want to do that. And give me a formula and tell me numbers. First of all, who's counting? Like, you go to a restaurant, you take in a drink. Like, you never know exactly what you're taking. You eat an apple, you got to figure out how many carbs. Come on. You don't want to be attached to those numbers. At least I don't. Thank you for listening. I love these shorter shows, although I want to go much longer with them. But you get it. It's fuel. It's fueling your body. I am Tom Holland. Please subscribe to the podcast and rate the podcast if you have not already. Tom H. Fit is my Twitter and Instagram. You can reach out to me there and fitnessdisrupted.com. You can reach out to me and find out more about the show and everything else right there as well. I do have a new book out, Micro Workout Plan, if you're interested in my most recent. And thank you for listening. I love what I do. I want to make sense of the nonsense for you. I want you to be as healthy as possible and live your best life. That is all I'm selling people. And remember, there are three things we control. How much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. That is awesome. I'm Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.